Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Another setback for the president's campaign to slash federal government spending. CBS's Stacey Lynn reports.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked a freeze on funding to U.S. aid and development programs ordered by President Trump. According to court documents, a Biden-appointed judge has prohibited the administration from suspending, pausing, or otherwise preventing foreign assistance funds.
In a separate case, 14 states have filed a lawsuit accusing President Trump and Elon Musk of unconstitutional overreach over Musk's campaign to slash, well, wasteful bureaucracy or vital government functions, depending on how you see it. Apocalyptic scenes in Southern California, where heavy rain has caused mud and sludge slides on hills and neighborhoods left barren by the recent wildfires. CBS's Carter Evans describes one incident.
It was the rain first, and then all of a sudden, rushing water and police lights flashing as they're rushing to the scene. And it was a powerful flow at first, enough to pick up cars and move them several feet out of the way over to the side of the road. It doesn't appear that anyone was caught in this mudslide, but this is exactly what people are concerned about.
Evacuation orders are in effect in multiple areas. Vice President J.D. Vance is at the Munich Security Conference addressing world leaders who feel frozen out of President Trump's unilateral outreach to Russian President Putin over Ukraine. Speaking at the White House last night, Trump struck a pragmatic note.
If a better deal can be negotiated, if they are able to make a deal where they can do that, that's fine with me. I really don't care. I want that bloodshed to stop.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has been sworn in as Secretary of Health and Human Services. The vaccine skeptic Kennedy insisting he'll follow the science.
Our plans are radical transparency and returning gold standard science, the NIH, the FDA, and CDC, to ending the corruption, ending the corporate capture of those agencies, getting rid of the people on those panels that have conflicts of interest.
The only dissenting Republican vote was from Mitch McConnell, who survived childhood polio. Two executions in two different states overnight.
In Huntsville, Texas, Richard Lee Tabler died by lethal injection for a 2004 double killing in a dispute with his boss at a strip club. Tabler also confessed to killing two teen girls who worked at the club. However, he was never tried in their killings. Meantime, in Florida, 64-year-old James Dennis Ford, who was convicted of killing a husband and wife during a fishing trip in 1997 at a remote farm where their toddler looked on, was put to death by lethal injection in that state's first execution this year.
CBS's Jennifer Kuiper reporting. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll start to come back down tonight. The winter weather advisory kicks in at 6 tonight, with 2 to 5 inches of new snow possible. The National Weather Service says lower totals are expected closer to the state line. When it first comes, it'll come quick, with snowfall rates of up to an inch an hour. You're being reminded to clear the snow from sidewalks and to make sure fire hydrants near your home are clear. Again, a winter weather advisory starts at 6 tonight. The latest is coming up in the forecast. You can get a visual of what's already come down online. The Racine County Eye website has some imagery of this week's snowfall in the area, with more about plowing operations in the city of Racine. Go deeper online at racinecountyeye.com. The employee of the month at one local organization helped pull a person from a burning vehicle. Deputy Alejandro Lozano of the Racine County Sheriff's Office was honored as an employee of the month for January. The honor was for his actions during a two-car crash on January 9th. Lozano was training a new deputy and quickly responded to a burning vehicle with a trapped driver. He pulled her out and used a fire extinguisher to put out the flames. His bravery has earned him a certificate of excellence, a $50 gift card, and a paid day off. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks pull out the win in Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It went down to the wire. The Bucks holding on to win 103-101 over the Timberwolves. Doc Rivers challenged the Bucks defensively before the game to hold Minnesota to 100 points or less.
You know, it's funny. We set a goal and we didn't get it, but our goal was to hold them under 100. And they got 101. That's why the guys were like, no, yo, that was a goal for us going into the game. We knew scoring with the offense that we had out would be rough, but we thought we could really win the game with a defensive effort, and that's what we did.
So Milwaukee heads into the All-Star break in fifth place in the East with a record of 29-24. Baseball. The Brewers signing Tampa Bay Rays lefty Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal worth over $1 million. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff says he is on schedule to return from Tommy John surgery.
Listen, I'm healthy. I'm coming into camp healthy. I just have to take different steps than everybody else, and when I'm ready, I'll be ready.
That's Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight through Saturday into Saturday night. We could end up with 4 to 6, maybe up to 7 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down on Saturday night into Sunday. Today, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 27. It's going to get really cold next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
I got coffee with a friend recently, and she told me that she's trying to be a better person. I was like, oh, that's nice. What have you been doing? She goes, well, I'm taking less selfies.
Oh, take it easy, Mother Teresa. Say some of the Lord's work for the rest of us.
Everyone says we're so self-absorbed now with our selfies, but I think we were way worse before then, because at one point we were all in school and we all had school picture day, and then we ordered physical copies of photos of ourselves and gave them to people. Like narcissistic sociopaths. Can you imagine doing that now as an adult? Just going up to a coworker unprompted, like, I signed it.
Sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Where my thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, when my music's playing home, when my love lies waiting silently for me, silently for me.
Simon & Garfunkel, Homeward Bound. If you want to relax, it's Simon & Garfunkel. It's one of those group of songs. We could just sit there and just relax. Homeward Bound. I like it. Hey, good morning. I'm Don Rosen, 609. Thanks for joining me here on this freezing cold morning. It says 2 degrees and cloudy. I don't know. I was at 0 degrees when I pulled into the parking lot. Greg, who works for our other station, is here. He said his was minus one. So I can't tell the difference between two and minus one. It's cold this morning. So just get a little head start and get the car started. Now, I heard this about cars. Nobody's got carburetors in their cars anymore. Then you need to warm up your car. It takes 5 seconds to warm up a fuel-injected car. That's what I read. 5 seconds. So as soon as you start your car, you could basically just put it in the gear and drive it right down the driveway and get out onto the road. Doesn't need to warm up. It needs to warm up if you want to feel comfortable, but that's about it. So increasing cloudiness today with a high near 28. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. Lows 25, maybe an inch tomorrow. Highs 33, maybe an inch on Sunday with a high near 28. Right now, though, it's cloudy, 2 degrees right here at Radio Park. Coming up at 7:30 this morning, at 7:35, Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters will be here telling us what's new at the movies this weekend. At 8:50 this morning, guess who we have coming in? Mike Clemens, fresh from New Orleans to the Super Bowl. We'll talk to Mike. But right now, we've got CCR. Have you ever seen the snow? Have you ever seen the rain? Local news, timeless hits at 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and everywhere, AM 1400.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been coming for some time. When it's over, so they say, it'll rain a sun.
Have you ever seen the rain? Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. I know what you're thinking. Don, you forgot it's Valentine's Day. No, I didn't. I'm all set for Valentine's Day. Gifts, candy, I got the whole works. I'm all set here. People say it's the thought that counts for birthdays and Christmas, and they may or may not mean it. But for Valentine's Day, that sentiment actually does fly for most people. The National Retail Federation released a survey showing the top 7 things Americans are buying for Valentine's Day. There's still time to get most of these, too. Candy, probably something special, not Sour Patch Kids or anything like that. Greeting cards, just pick one up with the right tone, write a nice note inside. Flowers, maybe too late to have them sent, but you can still pick them up. An evening out, a thoughtful planning can really go a long way. Jewelry, now you know what they like. Otherwise, it's kind of a pricey impulse buy, but you know what your sweetie wants. How about clothing? This is another one that's more challenging to pick out at the last minute. And a gift certificate. Now, people say, well, that's not romantic. Well, it could be if you pair it with a card and a nice personal note inside. There's still time. Don't give up. You still got all day, all right? Okay.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Sam the Sham of the Pharaoh, 614 local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. Yeah.
Pule, pule. Watch it now, watch it.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh's Wooly Bully at WRJN. You know, I told you recently, I saw a picture of him. He looks great. I mean, he doesn't have a turban on his head, but he looks the same except gray. He looks exactly like Sam the Sham. All right. Yesterday was World Radio Day. We briefly talked about it, but I don't think you got the full meaning of World Radio Day. The first commercial radio broadcast over 100 years ago, November 2nd, 1920. There were over 15,000 radio stations right now in the U.S. alone. A poll a few years ago ranked radio as the 11th most important invention of all time. The top three vote getters? Oh, yeah, electricity, like we needed that. Phones and vaccines. 1 in 5 people say listening to the radio is a top little thing they look forward to. Hearing your favorite song played ranked 5th on the list of the nice things could happen on any given day. Number one was finding cash. Hard to compete with that, right? A recent poll of more than 1,000 radio hosts found the top reasons we do this sort of thing is it's a whole lot of fun. 50% also agreed with the statement, it's the only thing I know how to do, and it's what I do best. With me, it's the only thing I've ever done since I'm 18 years old. What do I know? And, you know, I enjoy going to work every day. I don't even consider it work. I love doing what I'm doing. I love talking to you. I like bringing a little joy into your morning. And we always have fun doing this. I know another guy who feels the same way, Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Forever bros, Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes are coming under fire from Kansas City Chiefs fans for having a double date with their best girls, Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes, fairly certain it was in that order, just 24 hours before the Super Bowl. What? Word on the street is that Taylor Swift ordered a huge Kobe burger and French fries, and according to Chiefs fans on social media, that could be exactly why the Chiefs laid an egg in front of a worldwide audience while trying to three-peat. No idea what Kelce and Mahomes had to eat, but after seeing the way they played during the big game, I'm guessing it had lots of tryptophan. Irate Chiefs fans, most of whom I'm guessing probably never played in a Super Bowl, disapproved of the double date, insinuating that said date and hanging with girls so close to the big game was obviously the reason the Chiefs lost. If only Kansas City sports fans provided the two football players with this information beforehand. It just seems like a no-brainer to me. You can't eat 2 days before the big game. There's nothing funnier than irrational sports fans. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Loudoun Hills apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Rob Dees, the Madison artist and educator, adds his own twist to Black History Month.
For me, it's always a responsibility to be Black History every day. I appreciate the month, and I'm going to celebrate it to the fullest, but it's also an importance that to be Black History every day.
Rob lives what he says, too. One example, many mentoring troubled kids who embrace their own stories and share through the power of hip-hop music.
Trying to get kids to really understand their story is important. Their struggle is important. I've often heard the word inspiration associated with what I do, but like my biggest hope of inspiration is to inspire others. And I feel like these babies are the future, so we gotta inspire them.
Rob is lifting up the next generation while still honoring the past. Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Yeah.
Jackson 5, Little Michael up front there. Wow. what a dynamo. It's ABC 625 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, this seems kind of high, but according to a survey, about 10% of relationships are going to end today on Valentine's Day. Now, you'd think people would wait until after Valentine's Day to dump somebody, but maybe some people see it as the best opportunity to finally be honest. I think it's a terrible thing to dump, because they'll always remember Valentine's Day as the day they were dumped. Bad idea. 626 WRJN, local news, timeless hits with the tokens.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle, the quiet jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the peaceful village, the lion sleeps tonight. Near the village, the quiet village, the lion sleeps tonight.
Sleeps tonight. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Increasing cloudiness today with a high near 28. I think I see a full moon up there now. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. Lows 25, maybe an inch tomorrow. Highs 33, maybe an inch on Sunday. Highs near 28. Cloudy 2 degrees right now at Radio Park. All right, this is odd, but it is true. There was actually a Tinder match made in Antarctica. You wouldn't think so with the limited amount of people down there. An American scientist in Antarctica used Tinder back in 2013 and found a female scientist a 45-minute helicopter ride away. They both swiped right. That's the good news. The bad news is she left Antarctica the day after they met up. We don't know if it was because of him, she was disappointed, or just her tour of duty was over down there. It's 6:30 on the nose. Let's check news of the morning, see what's going on. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It'll start to come back down tonight. The winter weather advisory kicks in at 6 tonight, with 2 to 5 inches of new snow possible. The National Weather Service says lower totals are expected closer to the state line. When it first comes, it'll come quick, with snowfall rates of up to an inch an hour. You're being reminded to clear the snow from sidewalks and to make sure fire hydrants near your home are clear. Again, a winter weather advisory starts at 6 tonight. The latest is coming up in the forecast. You can get a visual of what's already come down online. The Racine County Eye website has some imagery of this week's snowfall in the area, with more about plowing operations in the city of Racine. Go deeper online at racinecountyeye.com.
The employee of the month at one local organization helped pull a person from a burning vehicle. Deputy Alejandro Lozano of the Racine County Sheriff's Office was honored as employee of the month for January. The honor was for his actions during a two-car crash on January 9th. Lozano was training a new deputy and quickly responded to a burning vehicle with a trapped driver. He pulled her out and used a fire extinguisher to put out the flames. His bravery has earned him a certificate of excellence, a $50 gift card, and a paid day off. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Happy Valentine's Day! But it can be anything but happy if you or a loved one is involved in a romance scam. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Friday. Michelle Ryan, administrator of the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection in Madison, says that these romance scams occur online, coercing the victim to believe they're really in love. And trying to extract them from that romance scam can be difficult.
Often this results in hundreds of thousands of dollars being lost and transferred. We hear stories where an individual was so connected to the scammer, they believed the romance was true and legit, even though they'd never met the person in real life, and they were pretend overseas, but the bank had to do what we refer to as divorce them, because they would no longer transfer that amount of money to this scammer for fear of what it was actually supporting overseas.
Michelle Reinen, Division Administrator at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says if you're considering an online dating site or app, research any warnings about the service before you sign up for an account. If you're contacted by an online suitor, take it slow. Ask a lot of questions and look for inconsistent answers. Also, check the person's photo using the search by image feature in your search engine. If the same picture shows up with a different name, that's a red flag.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Goldlight provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And 52-year-old Texas native Brooke Rollins has been sworn in as the 33rd U.S. Department of Agriculture Secretary. Rollins previously served as the founder, president, and chief executive officer of the America First Policy Institute. During President Trump's first administration, she was the director of the Domestic Policy Council and assistant to the president for strategic initiatives in the White House. She is a graduate from Texas A&M University. That's Food News on a Friday. I'm PM Yonke.
We have more snow on the way late today, tonight through Saturday into Saturday night. We could end up with 4 to 6, maybe up to 7 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down on Saturday night into Sunday. Today, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy, 27. It's going to get really cold next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 1 above.
I like music, man. That's why I like to go to the airport early, you know? I always play great music. They always have unbelievable sound systems. You get there early, you take advantage of that. You just jam to the best music known to man. Occasionally there's an announcement, but other than that, you're just getting into the music, you know? Yesterday, would the gentleman who left a briefcase at the security area of Concourse C please return to claim your briefcase? And it seems like all unattended vehicles will be towed away at the owner's expense. Oh, I believe there's been a gate change for flight 207. It'll now be departing out of gate 19. Yesterday. I love that song. takes my mind off traveling.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over. Yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
The Beatles, Yesterday. Brian Regan trying to hear the song over the PA system at the airport with all the interruptions. I know it's tough. Well, happy Valentine's Day to you today. You know, trying to figure out if you're truly in love this Valentine's Day, here's an easy way to figure it out. What gift are you expecting? Now, if you're not expecting anything specific, that means you're in love because your brain has shut off that part that's selfishly seeking rewards, and you get a rush just from caring about the other person. See, we're here to help you out with all this information so you can find out today if you're really in love. I don't know about you, but love is here. Now you're gone. Happy Valentine's Day at WRJN.
Love is here. Love is and oh my darling, now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
Love is here.
Love
and
is
oh
here.
My darling, now you're gone.
Now you're gone.
You persuaded me to love you. And I did, but instead of tenderness, I found heartache instead.
Close the door to your heart and you turn the key. Lock your love away from me.
Love is
dreams. You gave me faith, then took my hope. Look at me now.
Look at me. See what love that you have done to me. Look at my face. See how crying has left its trace. After you made me all your own, then you left me all alone. You made
the lonely cry fades the air.
Love is here.
Supremes, Love Is Here and Now You're Gone. Local news, Tamas Hits, WRJN at 641. This 8-year-old's tooth fairy letter is going viral. Now, he accidentally swallowed a loose tooth while eating pizza. And he wrote the letter. He just wanted to make sure he was still getting paid for that tooth, even though you can't really hold it in your hand. All right, that kid's going places. He's watching his money. Okay, we're looking for increasing cloudiness today. Right now, it's 3 degrees.
Working my way.
Seasons working my way back to you, babe. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And coming up in a few minutes, we've got some tickets to give away to see this guy in concert.
Only in America can a guy from anywhere go to sleep a pauper and wake up a millionaire. Get a break and maybe grow up to be president. Only in America, land of opportunity, yeah. Would a classy girl like you fall for a poor boy like me? Only in America can a kid who's washing cars take a giant step and reach right up. Then touch the stars in America. Would a dream like this come true? Would a guy like me start with nothing and end up with you? Mm-hmm.
Jay and the Americans, only in America. They're part of the Happy Together Tour, which is back in 2025. It's the Turtles, Jay and the Americans, Little Anthony and the Imperials, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, the Vogues and the Councils. They're bringing the legendary artists from the 60s and 70s together for one unforgettable live concert experience at the State Fair August 10th. 61 Billboard Top 40 hits amongst them. Wow. All right, so if you want to go see Jay and the Americans and all those other groups I just talked about at the State Fair on August 10th, and if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days, give me a call right now at 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. To get a pair of tickets to go see all those acts at the State Fair on August 10th. Hi, what's your first name?
First name is Pat.
Pat, how are you, Pat?
Good, I'm real good. And yourself, Don?
What's that?
And yourself?
I'm doing just fine. I checked the obituaries this morning. I'm not in there.
There you go. We're still vertical, so that's a good thing.
It's going to be a good day. George, yes. I can't take credit for that. George Burns used to say that. Every day he wakes up, looks in the paper, doesn't see his name in the obituaries. He said, it's going to be a great day today. Pat, where are you calling from? What town?
I'm from Racine.
Okay, Pat, guess what? We've got a pair of tickets for you to see all those groups in concert at the State Fair on August 10th. I know we're talking a day in the distance here, but it's probably going to be one of those concerts that's going to be sold out, so we wanted to get the tickets out to our listeners first, and you're one of the people that got them. You got our last pair of tickets right now.
Oh, that's great. I appreciate it.
Now, in April, we might have some more to give away, but right now, you've got the last pair I'm giving away this week. So hold on the line, Pat. Don't go anywhere, okay? Stay right where you are. All right. It's 6:48, local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, The Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. As spring approaches, it's the right time to celebrate new beginnings and brighten someone's day with a handcrafted floral arrangement. Their stunning blooms are delivered with care and rooted in family tradition, a truly beautiful way to say thank you. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $16. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
W-R-J-N.
even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe.
If the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Means you ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Tony Orlando and Dawn, not three times. 6:54 local news. Timeless hits. WRJN. Increasing cloudiness with a high near 28 today. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight. Lows 25. Maybe an inch tomorrow. Highs 33. Maybe another inch on Sunday with a high near 28. Well, it's winter in Wisconsin. Cloudy 3 degrees right now at Radio Park. Well, it's Valentine's Day. Who are you going to show your affection to? Your partner? Nah. You're going to show your affection to your pet. 54% of people with pets are giving them a Valentine's Day gift this year. And that makes sense because we're very affectionate with them and they have a nice relationship with us. 91% tell their pets they love them. I did every single day. 70% let them sleep in the bed. Sure. And 32% kiss them on the lips. I did that too. Bacteria be damned. I think everybody, they always kiss them on the lips. 6:55. Happy Valentine's Day. WRJN local news. Timeless hits. 99.9 FM in Racine. 98.1 FM in Kenosha. And everywhere, the legendary historic frequency of 1400 AM.
Long distance information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Their home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She went away to me goodbye. With her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree. And tore apart our happy home and
let's see. Help me information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Johnny Rivers, local news, timeless hits at 6:57 at WRJN. We were talking about pets a few minutes ago. How are you going to get your pet a Valentine? Well, here's a funny way to get more dates for yourself. Make sure at least one of your dating profile pictures shows you with a cat. For some reason, it makes us more attractive. All right, I could rent a cat for the day if I, you know, was dating, which I'm not. But if I was, I could find a cat somewhere in the neighborhood. I got plenty of neighbors with cats. Standing in the shadows of love. Here come the Four Tops. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
So don't you leave me standing in the shadows of love. I'm getting ready for the heartache to come. Don't you see me standing in the shadows of love. It's time best to get ready for the heartache to come. All alone, I'm just a thief with misery. My only company may come today, and it might come tomorrow. You needed me, I was always there, and I wasn't there.
Taps at 7 o'clock on the nose at WRJN. Let's check news, see what's going on.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Vicki Barker. Even as its legality is being challenged, Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency